February 5th, 2014 is the Juan Pedro Show.
Yeah.
I'm hoping nobody fooled us. Making the changes. They ain't gonna be telling us dirty.
I say there, old fellas, this is a pit.
It should be a little bit faster.
Yeah.
It was faster.
They were a little light.
Pedro Show, Brother Matt.
Yeah.
We've got 1 month of 014.
Yeah, that was quick. That went real quick. Man, I'm just happy to be here.
Gone.
Happy to be here. It was a tough adventure getting here.
Yeah.
We got special guests that want to get some special special Pedro brew for him.
Yeah.
And my car is in the shop.
Yeah.
Need a new power steering pump. And so,
you know what? A good thing to guard against that. Oh, by the way, people, welcome our guest.
Special guest.
Adam Bomb.
The original Adam
Thank
Bomb.
North of Pedro, but he's glad to be here.
Gentlemen, more than honored. And
you said you were feeling a different smell.
Well, like right when you get off to 110 and Gaffey, you see Gaffey
a
mile and a quarter, and you see, am I way over modulating? I'm leaning in too much. And
yeah, we went from Henry
I
to
the lean
last
back.
Week, we had to go timid, we had
lean
to turn
back.
It down, so
it's that Big Joe, lean back. So
anyway, you felt a different smell.
You get off that 110, you get off that 110, make the left on Gaffey, and right there when you get the first street.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, the air is different here, man. It's a different air. It's coming
you
up.
You get a little different air, too, when you pass Carson.
Yeah, the brown trout.
And not only is the air coming off.
Oh, boy, the bands across the freeway don't have window space.
You know.
Someone's getting all Einstein on the fucking.
Bottom feeder.
The housing sitch.
But not only is the air cool coming off the sea, off the ocean, but it's a different, there's a thickness to it, you know, and the whole town is just, and that's the first time I slowed down and really checked out Fort MacArthur coming down Pacific.
You got a little Sunken City session before
Sunken
you got
City,
here.
Sunken City, I've
the middle reservation of Fort Mac is still there, but the upper reservation is now called the Angel Gate Cultural Center. I've got one of the oldest leases. I've been practicing there in the officer's latrine. Tore out the shitters, put out a bulkhead and a hatch. 28 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But so, what was I was going to say? Well, you got stuck downtown.
Oh, yeah, so.
Oh, yeah, the good hint about saving your power steering unit, not just the unit, but the hoses going to it. Even though it's possible, don't fucking turn the wheel with the vehicle stopped. Always let the vehicle roll a little bit. Because when you turn it with it stopped, it's all the weight, and those hoses are taken, and all the seals inside that pump. They're taking the fucking big daddy.
Mm.
So always move a little bit when you're turning left
going.
Or right. Now, in the old days when we had manual steering, you had to do that shit because...
That's what I have.
Manual. That's why I got the fucking Hulk Hogan wrist.
Muscle that sucker.
I've had manual for the last 20 years.
Yeah. And also, the steering wheels were huge. If you look at those old cars and shit, giant-ass wheels.
Oh, yeah.
That was so funny because when the... lowrider cars came in the 70s. The first thing they do is get the little chain steering wheel.
Cheech and Chong movie.
Okay. So this is a trippy thing about life.
Yeah.
Because, man, me and Adam Baum used to hang out every day.
Yeah.
For 3 or 4 years. And
literally
and
every day.
We'd go do the news. We'd go eat burritos. We'd just be hanging out, doing all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
And, probably in the last 26 years or so, I only seen him 5 or 6 times.
Yeah.
So, fuck, it's a total treat
and,
to have
and
him here.
The last time I was here, it was...
You let him guest on your spin
right, a righteous experience, and...
This time... We're going to get your music journey. So,
it's me.
Oh, let me tell you what we played to start off the show, as I was in
California. Yeah.
Always starting. A lot of people show the John Coltrane tune, and that was Giant Steps, the first take, and there was some clams. Mr. Train cut it. He scissored it. He says, let's try it again, guys. No need to get pissed off.
Those clams got more flavor.
That's a good rubber band, though.
That's a true leader.
Don't go off.
That's a true leader.
The beatings will continue until morale improves. He's not that type.
Right.
Now, what I want to know from you, Adam Baum, your first conscious music memory. Can you tell me?
I can tell you.
Give it.
It was Sunday night on TV. Ed Sullivan Show, Jackson 5.
Okay.
Jackson 5 on TV.
We're talking 60s.
I was, it was 1969. I was maybe 5 or so. You know, I was born in 63. So maybe 5 or 6. And that's my first conscious memory of anything musical and excitement behind it, you know.
Yeah. It was bad.
Because I saw how I saw how the audience on TV reacted.
Yeah.
And then figured out what are they reacting to, and then the next kinetic reaction was what are they doing? And that's like, wow, this kid is probably like a couple years older than me.
Yeah.
And he's got the crowd
in the
palm of his hand.
Yeah.
They're eating out of his hand.
Yeah.
And he's leading his brother.
Right, his older brother.
His brothers who are like 3 feet taller than him.
Yeah,
the wingmen.
Side mobs.
Side dudes.
Gary, Indiana, I think those kids.
Gary, Indiana. Yeah. Steeltown.
Yeah.
Steeltown.
Kind of beat.
And the dad.
Stooges in Ann Arbor. It took a little side trip. Like,
Joe Jackson, the dad, was a slave driver.
Oh, yeah, I heard.
We used to practice with, maybe some snapping, verbal snapping. But Joe, man, would backhand these kids.
30 lashes.
Seriously. That's why they're all jacked up.
Okay.
I mean, but.
So what, you got inspired by this fucking
Very phenomenon. Much so. Very much so. Then started.
Did you want to start getting records?
I right around that time I started getting records.
Okay.
Like I got that record.
Okay.
Then I remember the first mail order record. I sent.
You remember that? Dime Club.
I remember.
And then they'd send them every month. If you didn't send them back, then you had to buy them. Right? Wasn't that it? It was like some record club.
Yeah. But the one I sent for was Dick Clark's. History of Rock and Roll. I don't have the title right, but it's got a big picture of Dick Clark's face on the front.
Yeah, big Dick.
Double LP on Buddha.
Buddha.
On Buddha. Double LP.
Fucking Buddha.
And it had like crying in the chapel.
That might have been fucking Curtis Mayfield's. No, his was Kurt Dong.
Yeah, he had his own. He had his
Kurt
own.
Dung.
Yeah.
He had his own label.
Yeah.
But don't trust me.
That Dick Clark record had like the songs that I remember that really stuck, like Peppermint Twist.
Oh, yeah.
By Joey D. Crying in the Chapel, the oldies. Leader of the Pack.
Right.
Songs like that. And that's, it all kind of started from there. And then I remember later on, like the radio here, AM. AM radio, 93 KHJ. Yeah.
Real Don Steele.
Real Don Steele. I remember just tape recording.
Tina Delta,
because, what kid can afford every single that they hear on the radio? So, better just borrow your parents' tape recorder and
start
recording the songs and Real Don Steele, Machine Gun Kelly.
What made you want, what made you want to start playing?
Well, I'd
when
been...
When was that? When did that first end?
Around 1976 probably freshman year in high school. Playing
10th grade.
I'd been playing piano since I was six.
Oh, so that's a musical experience.
Yeah, I took lessons starting at the age of six.
Is that right around that Mike Jackson right after that?
Yeah, right around that time. Right around that time.
Piano.
It was my mom's deal. You know, she's just
you're
like.
You're going to be a piano
man. Yeah. You're going to do piano.
Right.
And like all people, I'm sure, that have been forced into that type of situation, you're grateful now. You hate it then, but you're grateful. I remember my teacher would go to the bathroom and I'd climb up and move the clock forward.
We're almost done, teacher.
Not realizing that he's wearing a watch, it's almost over.
Yeah.
But, so that's where that... But what I was saying is, like, people should be... They hate it then, but they're grateful now, because I think it develops it helped me develop a sense of just musical timing and an ear for melody, an ear for harmony, and like pitch.
Yeah.
So by the time I picked up a bass, I already knew what an A sounded like, and where that corresponded to.
Your left hand, right?
Yeah. Or more like the open A.
Let's listen to,
your first record.
Cool.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Take it and let's call you Mexico, Mexico, la la la. Mexico, Mexico, la la la. been my longest night under this full moon light. As the brother sun begins to rise, the new year's past, it's almost done. My present situation is this song. Melting memories into teardrops. Shedding my past lies, loves, and everlasting pain and joy. But I'm in the future now.
whatever it might be. To fish or dance, play badminton, or scuba dive in the sea. None of this, however, are my cup of tea. I prefer the winter sports and most of all to ski.
I like to ski, I like to ski.
I've skied since I was little, but never was the best. In all the winter sports, I have been far behind the rest. When all the others had gone home, my mother used to wait. She said the key is not to win, but to participate.
I like to ski.
Conspiracy off of Mighty Feeble compilation.
Courtesy of you, Mr. Watt. Thank you.
Martin.
Yeah.
Hill, New Alliance Records. Going, what, 1983?
Yeah, exactly.
Knucklehead Defiance.
We're talking 31 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
31 years ago, yeah. Your first recording.
And actually,
on a cassette?
On a cassette. Actually, the recording was made in I'm going to say, 1980.
3 years before that.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
so we just had
we were
it laying around.
Just about Louis, your partner. It was a two-man band. It was a duet, right?
Hey, Louis, two dudes.
He's living a block and a half from where he grew up, still in the real silver.
Over there on Maltman.
Yeah. Maltman. Send your fucking postcards of love there.
Easy parking during the
most Louis.
Yeah.
Easy parking during the glory days of the Sunset Junction Festival.
Oh yeah.
Which caved.
Right. Also, the Maltman. That was near where I used to do the fucking KBLT.
Oh, see, I never...
Right near there, too.
Yeah, yeah, I never
got
involved with that.
That's how I got into this radio thing. For 2 years, it was Keith Morris going on tour. He asked me to sub. Then we heard another one of your bands talk about cars, Nip Drivers.
Nip Drivers.
And Morning Shadows, Morning, Shorten by Left Insane.
Left Insane.
Mexico.
Mexico Campeón.
Brewería.
That's right.
And then a band you ain't in, but maybe soon. Chicano Batman with Psycho Existential Rhyme.
They're big.
With the tuxedo shirt.
They're big Brewería fans, those guys.
That's a fucking bitching band. We got them to play cool. Peeville here at Arrows.
They're cool. They're
you know,
really
for all the shit that Adam Bomb's done, the only time I've really seen him play was Quest for Taco in John Pichon's backyard.
And there were no fucking Quest for Taco recordings.
Nothing.
Not even Lane Live the Prancer Machine.
No D Machine. Only thing that exists are photos.
And then San Pedro Slim's got a new album.
Yeah, San Pedro
Slim. Our very own cat.
It's the top of the blues charts. Right. On there.
And everything that has to.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's called Rent Utilities... paid or something. This album, he's got brand new.
Yeah, his bitch in top of the
blues
chart.
I ran into him accident over there after practice with Tom and Raul.
Me and him used to work together back at Redwood Record, or not Redwood, Warehouse Records a long time ago.
Okay.
It was really a trippy
experience. See, that was why I met him.
Yeah.
What are the cool Pedro record stores again?
I don't think there is any. They sell some records at Badfish.
Yeah, Badfish is a cool place to go at least look.
But I think that's the only place that sells records. Oh, of course, Dirk at his Guitar Safari, which is a block and a half up from
And Dirk, you should go check him out anyway.
Yeah. For guitars, drum.
Cool advice.
Bass,
right.
Cool advice, working on your shit. Finally, we heard I Like to Ski by Polka, Bjorn, and Kleine Heine. Kleine Heine.
Scandinavia.
Tiny and small. So, some Scandi rock.
You guys into a little taste test?
Yeah, Brother Matt says he got something in the mail.
Yeah. Just a special delivery from Joe. Cool. This Bogle's gin.
It came from Wales, right?
Well, Cornwall, UK.
Oh, southwest England.
And right now they're surfing in the river.
Too far from
the big storm surfing stuff.
Oh, man.
So this one here.
There's a monkey on this glass.
Yeah, you got the Bigfoot glass.
Yeah, oh, it's Bigfoot.
I got a tiki glass.
Eat, drink, and be merry.
You ready?
So we got the blackberry. This is blackberry gin. That she's got her special spirits flowing. So we got a couple samples. And this is the first one.
Yeah. Salud.
Here we go. Like cough syrup. Here you go, brother.
That's pretty good.
Thanks so much.
I take it.
And Bob. Cool. Now tell us about some of these bands. Los Luis, how did that get going?
Los Luis, it was just me and Lou.
Yeah.
Just
how did it get going?
Sitting around in the bedroom, you know, kind of like you and D-Boom. Kind of sitting around and kind of like at the same time we discovered your records, actually, first time.
Whoa.
We saw you. Me and Lou, we'd go to shows together a lot. That was the dude in my class in high school.
He was the gig partner.
He was exactly, you know, we checked you guys out was at Stardust Ballroom.
Okay.
You remember that gig?
Oh, yeah.
With the Fear.
Fear.
You know, big knucklehead. Big knucklehead gig.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of
jerks.
A lot of knucklehead, you know.
That's when I met you in 1982. First thing you said was, you know, you're from Pedro, you know the Minuteman?
Yeah. Of course, man. Yeah, but that's, I remember me and Lou saying, man, these guys are cool because it's, you know, stands apart from all the, you know, conformacore, you know, and you know, we said so. Yeah, and so we started screwing around with his brothers. Like I told you, he has like four brothers.
Yeah,
and two of them are heavy into guitar playing.
Ah,
so he always had
in the family.
Had guitars laying around and a bass or two here.
Yeah.
So you know, we'd bring them over to
Is
my.
This when you made the switch from piano to bass?
Yeah, right around that time. Before I started playing bass by myself, I never played with a band.
I played with
records.
Man Alone.
Man Alone with records.
Doing some records.
More fun after piano. Huh?
It was almost like Charlie Parker going into the shed.
Oh, with, yeah.
You know.
Or Sonny Rollins, The Bridge.
You know, I said, I'm not going to, you know, go out and try and play with a band until I'm... So we're talking about like 2 years playing all kinds of records, you know. And all with a pick, mind you.
But did Los Luis ever do gigs?
Never.
No.
Never. It was pure bedroom experiment.
But you record and you came up with the fucking...
And
that was one of the things about the Feeble Efforts and Mighty Feeble, both those compilations. Songs had to come from cassettes.
No other way.
It was before they had this word lo-fi.
But that was recorded when we were still in high school, so it was laying around.
We didn't call it lo-fi. We called it econo.
No other choice. We called.
Okay, what about this? The band you first start doing gigs in is Nip Drivers.
Yeah.
And you actually went to school with the guitar man Kurt Schoenbeck.
That's right. We knew each other from our mother, a good counsel school, which is. In the Los Feliz area, just below Los Feliz Boulevard on Vermont.
Pre-Loyola?
If you're going, yeah, pre-Loyola.
What? Yeah. Grade school? We're talking first, second grade.
First to eighth grade.
Yeah.
First to
That's
eighth grade.
That's how you knew him?
Yeah.
What was the first gig you played like?
The first gig I played with Nip Drivers was for...
Well, that was your first gig, right? Did you play with somebody else before that?
No. Nip Drivers was first.
Okay.
Tell me about that first gig. The first gig was, do you remember that this fanzine or magazine called Barney?
Yeah.
Barney. It was. I had no clue. I wasn't hip to that whole downtown art scene.
Yeah, me either.
You know, and I had no clue. But Kurt says, yeah, we got a gig. Michael Shepard got us the gig.
Mike Shepard.
You know.
I seen him around.
I see him around too. He hangs out at Amoeba and stuff. But he said, "I got
Shepard
this gig." He gets the gig, and we play, and I show up with the rig and stuff. And the crowd is huge, and I said, "Shit, man!"
What was the venue?
It was a loft.
Okay.
Loft party
downtown,
somewhere downtown
by Al's Bar,
by the little south of Al's Bar, or maybe east Al's Bar. You know, all those. Weird ass, yeah. And I just remember before the gig, Mike Weber did kind of an art.
Mike Weber was a singer, man.
Yeah, he did art performance piece. He just sat down. We just started making noise. He sat down, cross-legged, and started rolling a joint.
Yeah.
You know.
Lenyo man.
And he rolled it up, sealed it, and passed around, bang. Launched into
the gig line.
That was a tight man. I
were you scared?
I was scared.
Yeah,
I was scared. Man. I still get scared again. You know, I was only not like 19 at the time.
How long did you play with them guys? Because by the time D Boone brought the tape over for New Alliance to put out the thing, you were.
I was done.
Scissored.
Yeah, yeah. I was.
How'd that happen? Was it drowning?
Actually, there was a bass player before me. Janice.
Who's what? Your baloney man.
Janice Jones. She played on the first EP.
That's right.
And then I have no real knowledge of...
That was recorded before.
That was recorded before me.
That's
yeah.
That's right.
But I knew Kurt during this whole time.
Right.
Before I'd known
was
it.
He ever played.
I just known him from,
a kid, a classmate.
In fact, he told me at a party, I got a band, Nip Drivers, come see us. We're at the On Club. So I went and saw him.
And you said...
And they had Janice playing.
Yeah, but you should have told him... Not only am I going to see your band, I'm going to be playing the bass.
Man, if I knew. But they blew me away. I saw them.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, they were cool.
Great.
And, I remember when he
and so she left, and then I talked to Kurt. He said, why don't you come out and try out? I said, no, I'd be happy to, man.
Okay.
More than happy.
And then Left Insane after that?
Left Insane not too long after that. That was with Paul Radabaugh.
Yeah.
On guitar and the great Tony Cicero.
How'd you find him?
Tony
Cicero was a sacred drummer.
I was working for SST Records.
Yeah.
And just sort of through, there was this kid, I forget his name, man. Fuck, it'll come back to me. But
he
was a kid, like he'd hang around SST the whole time. When the SST office was in Long Beach,
yeah.
You know, near Compton,
yeah.
The Compton-Long Beach border there. And this kid, he would hang out all the time, and he goes, "Yeah, I know a band that's looking for a bass player." And I said, "Yeah, man, I'll jam with these guys." It was all instrumental, like you just heard, killer kind of riffs. Tony Cicero, cool drums, but
maybe third drummer, fourth drummer
for Saccharin.
Yeah, Bobby Ho is the first one.
Bobby Ho, I think he might have been the second.
He's the second man.
Yeah. But if I could say this, also during that period, I experienced probably my most traumatic musical experience.
Yeah.
While I was in Left Insane, my prized 73 Precision Sunburst bass got ripped off from the practice space, which was a DCH, Descendants Central Headquarters.
Yeah.
Made famous now in the movie, in Lomita.
Yeah.
It's in that movie now, filmage.
Right. There was a helicopter shop the model helicopter shop.
There you go. And
it was like called PCH, maybe Eshelman or some shit.
Yeah, yeah. And I was just tired of, you know, like lugging it back and forth. We're going to practice the next day. I said, we'll just come back. I'll bang. And I remember that feeling, man. I reached up. Because I stuck it on, the Descendants were on tour.
So I reached for it, denied. With the donating.
And
denied,
oh man, that feeling, it crushed me, man.
Hopefully somebody's playing it out there.
So the bass that you hear on there is that P bass, yeah.
Okay. And then what about the fucking Brewería? That was a recording. Well, you know what? We'll get into that later. We'll get into
some
music.
Yeah.
Hey, Jake.
Yeah.
floating far away. Somebody should, bring her back. The dolly is in the river. The dolly is falling in. Now she's floating far away. Somebody should, rescue her. Thank you.
for Pedro's show. Last music for the first hour of this edition. You just heard Home from the Glimmerman. They're out of Dublin. Detective Instinct ahead of that with Getaway. I think I'm on the bass there. Yeah. Upstate. Sani 4 by Milovoje Mika Markovic Jazz Band. From the old former, well, in those days, I guess it wasn't former. It was the current U. 70s. Lottie Dirty Beaches, The Playroom from Howie Reeve. Get to play with Howie a couple gigs in Scotland coming up. Residual Kid by Fran. I think Steve McDonald's working with him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, as a producer, man. Remember those days his voice didn't change? He had a high voice still in those old days. The bass.
High school.
Yeah,
they think we're
right.
Cool.
Right. Ahead of that, Ass Face, G.G. Allen and the Jabbers. And we start off with Astro Boy, Astro Girl.
Jamie.
Jenny Pina and the Punk Rock Rebels.
Yeah.
And, how'd you get with those guys? Well, the Brewery, yeah, this was just a recording. We're going to have to get into
Brewery, this.
Yeah, we got to get into it.
That's a whole, that's
one, though,
because.
We're kind of over right now, and we should be into the second hour.
Sorry for talking too long.
No, it's vital. It's vital shit. We love it. February 5th, 2014, Dish Wap Peter Show. Hello, type for hour two. February 5th, 2014. It's second hour. Wap from Pedro Show.
That's right! Star of the Horizon.
I promise I'm not mad. And yes, I said yes, I will be yes. And yes, she said yes, she will be yes. A night at the movies, historical romance. And yes, we said yes, we will, yes. And heart was going like that. And yes, they said yes, they will, yes.
Thank you. Play to read.
Waterford Beat Rush Show, starting the second hour off with some Down by Law, Yellow Rat Bastard, yet another band. Our guest today, Brother
Adam Bomb is in the house.
Yeah.
Adam Bomb and Pedro.
Yeah, huh? Hey now.
Now, we're getting a little ahead because before
it's all
Down
good.
By Law was
it's good.
Jamie.
I understand your positioning.
Punk Rock Vatos, and before that was Bruja Ria, which was only going to be a recording band.
Right.
Almost was going to share the same fate as Los Luis.
Right, right. And because we realized that's what kind of made it, the whole thing special.
It was
you know,
a mystery band.
It was a mystery band and
like, what is this?
You know,
name? I don't know.
And okay. You know, we never really took it seriously. I played drums on the first EP.
Yeah.
And then, but when we started, after that first EP came out, not.
Is that your first time playing drums?
Yeah.
On
yeah,
bass?
First time.
Was it tough?
Yeah, it was. I practiced a lot beforehand. At Lou's, again, they were Lou's drums. So, you know.
Shedded it up.
Shed it up on the drums, and like, you know, just for exactly what I needed to do.
So, how many years was the band together before it ever played a gig?
13 years.
13 years.
Yeah. Damn. So, we made,
you
know, three albums.
Gigs, you never recorded?
No.
And this band is going to Brazil next month.
Going to Brazil next month.
And you get to that future
March.
Stuff
yeah.
later. But let's continue
yeah.
on.
But,
Brother Matt, you've got the notes that this, provided. But you can tell us about...
He's got a memory. He's got a memory.
You want some Brujeria?
No, we just got the story on that. Now, on Jamie Pina and the fucking Punk Rock Vatos.
Right.
Punk Rock Vatos. Oh, yeah. Circa 1991, we're going back a ways. During this time, A-Bomb was hanging around with the Chemical People dudes.
That's right.
That's Jamie, Dave Nasworthy, and Ed Ehrlich. And going over to Dave Naz's pad, playing
Which
basketball.
What, Bev Hills?
Bev Hills.
Playing basketball in the backyard.
Yeah.
Proj.
And then Robert Hecker used to play hard hoops barefooted.
And he's a Red Cross guy.
That's right.
He was rad.
Not anymore.
No. Eventually, started jamming out with Jamie and Naz after Chemical People broke up, recording an EP with Rick Agnew, playing a few leads here and there. Adam Bomb with the Punk Rock Vatos.
Yes. How long did that tenure last? Was it short stay?
Couple years. Because it wasn't steady.
Yeah.
It was sporadic,
Yeah.
It'd be like, you know, recording here, gig here, gig there. You know, nothing steady.
Yeah.
So, and right a little after that is when I joined Down by Law.
Now, how'd that happen?
And, again, through Jamie, I'd met working at Hollywood Book and Poster.
Okay.
You know that store on Hollywood Boulevard, the great Eric Caden, and they had, you know, I'd worked doing the conventions. I'd flown out to New York to work these horror conventions in New York City, Fangoria conventions.
So you work with a guy, get in a band with a guy.
And I was, you know, hanging out with him and, you know, working together, working these conventions. And he says, hey, man, let's jam. Let's do this record. He wanted to get a band together. And Punk Rock Vatos, you know, and he'd played with other guys like Ricky from B-Movie Rats, and I think some dudes from the Flower Leopards, Kenny Ochoa. So he'd already had the idea for the band in his head. So
you were like a mouse.
I was a half mouse. Half mouse. Rat.
Semi-mouse.
Rat, maybe. You know, rat.
Those guys who like to take the dirt baths.
But, you know.
What are those guys? They're in Chile. Chinchillas? Chinchillas?
Chinchillas.
Yeah, they can make coats out of their fur. Yeah, they're jumping around.
Very pricey fur.
Yeah. And they jump. They jump right into your face.
Did you see what Joe Namath was wearing at the Super Bowl?
No.
That, like, you know, almost like fur coat. From the 70s, like he used to, remember when he was styling and profiling Broadway Joe?
White shoes, I remember that.
But he had the coyote fur. Yeah.
Bob Lee, because we heard Deeper Than Inside, something live.
That's a cover of a Rites of Spring song.
To play with them cats. Maybe the first emo
Joe
band.
Lally.
Yeah, maybe the first emo band.
It could be argued, that them and Embrace.
Right,
with
right.
Ian MacKay, but that was Bob Lee, you know, wanting to get out in front. You know, everybody respects him for his drumming abilities. He's, you know, higher upper echelon of the most upper.
Hill up, right?
Yeah.
He had to do the last spiel we had with him via Skype
because
he's hobbling.
Yeah. Bob,
yeah,
get better.
You just got done playing when the
we
accident happened. At the
Yeah. We just finished playing. And
then we had Foreign Object after that.
And that's the...
Roy Rage. Is that from, like...
That's from, like...
Hemorrhoids bugging you?
From taking,
or using steroids?
You're taking, like...
Different kind of roids.
You know, like, go... Like, look into the... It was called the George Zahorian trial in WWF. Times Hulk Hogan went on
trial on
the stand about steroid use and getting steroids. All these guys were on it. So, and, you know, there's...
A lot of cops, too, maybe.
You know, there's just all these tales of wrestlers
on the
roids and tearing lockers apart, tearing bathrooms apart.
The other roid reminds me people who get the... Well, wear T-shirts, but even more intense, get tattoos of... Chinese characters, you know. Kind
the Yakuza.
Yakuza
style.
But they don't know what they say,
You can write it.
You don't know.
I'm an asshole.
Okay.
Put foot here.
Hi-Fi Club with Stazona, brand new from them. Dan Fox with Movie Night. Hey, Dan. After Donk, Devin Gary and Ross, that's Gary Panner, Jimbo.
Oh. Husband of Nicole, or ex-husband. Right?
Nicole Panner, Germs
manager.
She's been on the show.
Really?
I think so, once. Wasn't she?
Yeah.
Or my spaceman.
No.
13 years, man.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah. So, brand new stuff from Chibo Motto. They're on tour.
Yeah, cool.
They're playing soon.
MFN. And finally, something brand new from the Ghost of Sabretooth Tiger, poor Paul Getty. Yeah, by the early 90s, he's been in several bands.
Yeah.
That's an interesting
sound.
And,
like
a power story. Many bands, so what are you thinking of? But none of these is your bands.
I guess I've been Mouse, you know, a lot of that. I've never really been
With Los Luis,
a good leader.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of equal.
And all the rest.
And
right.
I'd say in Brujeria, I have some kind of, a co-founding member. You know, I have some juice there. But I you know, always felt that being front mouse, front man, kind of takes away from the, you know, because all I wanted to do was just, like, play the bass.
Yeah.
That's kind of, or whatever I was doing, just play that, and whether it's drums or bass, and concentrate on that and not worry about
front.
You need to do this, you know, or cut, you know. I always, you know, left that to other people. And I never tried to force it. I think the last time we were here, and you said something that was really, you know, relevant to me, kind of like, you know, light bulb was, you know, when you saw punk rock, it was your first exposure to dudes making their own songs and expressing themselves, you know, which is, you know, it sounds funny, but it's when it happens, it's a big revelation.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's profound. It was profound on me.
And I recognize and I respect you guys, you especially, not for, you know, taking the torch and running with it, because I recognized a long time ago that I don't really, and I tried, man. I'd sit there and try and write songs, and if the song didn't come out, stuff would come out really awkward and
big fat pop.
It just wouldn't. it wouldn't flow like, or it wouldn't be smooth like other songs I'd hear from the radio or to the most extreme types of music. Even there, in those types of things, there was beauty and like melody and stuff that I don't think I would ever be able to come up with. So I realized, man, maybe Mouse is where I'd be and not complain about it and be grateful and that you have the ability to do that.
Yeah.
And that people, I mean, to this day, you know, I'm getting calls and saying, well, you want to do this and do that.
Joe Biden.
And they approach, you know, me like with caution, because they know, oh man, he's already got, you know, 9 million things going on, but let's ask him anyway.
But
you
know,
you could see him,
pile it up,
you
could
see him, you could see him approaching, you know, and it, yeah. It's like D-Day. You could see some of them falling off, but then,
plate pilots. You know. No, it's like looking at the fucking trap for fucking LAX. It starts over the desert.
Where,
oh man.
Ah, they stack them babies going out hundreds of miles. Yeah.
You know what? I'm sure you guys know this, but a lot of people out there, I like to go on these cruise ships and cruise vacations.
Yeah, you've been taking some cool ones.
And there's an island.
We just had a Norwegian boat come in. They had to back down the main channel. It was so big.
Wow.
Oh, man.
QM2 had to do that also. It's just too big. So instead of all this hell, just back it in.
But there's a...
Or like Georgia used to say, almost back into myself.
In St. Martin, over there, the Dutch part, there's a stretch of beach where the planes come in, man, when to land. And you're sitting there at this little side beach sidebar with the brew, and here comes this plane, 747. Maybe it seems like it's 100 yards over your head. It's so close. You know, and I'm just waiting for...
We used to do a weird thing like that with L. We need L and go to LAX.
Yeah, Sandpiper Hill.
There was a way, You could sit under the runway and they'd be like 40 feet over your head and all the sound and you'd be out of your mind. Just like,
what are you, in the grass?
Yeah, just laying out there on the side.
You just had some wild times those during Loyola days.
Wind pounding you down and stuff and you'd be like... Scream as loud as you can, not hear anything because the motors were so loud and forced. Your mind just tripping out, tripping balls.
So, what's the most righteous cruise?
Oh man,
you think about it, because Brother Matt.
You know what? I'll say. Oh, I got it right now. Going to Bob Marley's tomb.
Oh,
Jamaica.
We'll
talk more about
9 miles.
You never got sick on a cruise.
Never got sick on a cruise.
It's time for the fucking spin cycle, Brother Matt.
Bitchin'.
We'll be right back. Jane and Don Ramon, like a match igniting on a dry leaf in the middle of the forest. Let the fire burn and the people will notice. Reflex, we'll initiate communication, cause curiosity to see the devastation. What's your philosophical interpretation of his words and methods of manifestation? Stations play the record once every hour. Little hippie girl listens to it in the shower. Flowers in her head are way beyond blue, cause everybody does it, is a thought she assumes. Soon she too will be smelling like a rose that somebody gave me and some lyrics that I read. So put it in your head, ahí viene Don Ramon. Let me ask a question during this canción. Now tell me what to do at this point of my life. My age is 25 and things ain't right. I'm trying to do right, don't wanna do no wrong. I listen for prophetic words in every rap song. It's just not the same. Life's like a game and he's playing his pieces. Down comes the rain, so he's calling on Jesus. Things don't change, nor can you release her. Pressure keeps coming and it just never ceases.
Impetus and fucking reason for doing what you did today.
Atom bomb.
Yeah.
That was, like I said, we hung out every day for years, and in the last, sort of since 1985 or something, we've seen each other like six times or so.
Yeah.
And one of those times was when he came to Pedro to play with Slow Rider down at Sacred Grounds.
The other one.
Yeah, so Santana Jr.
That's...
So I had my Slow Rider CD that I still dig on.
We're going to get in now on your Slow Rider.
Cool.
So we're at the end of the second. Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you, bro.
Right on.
Okay, February 5, 2014. The Schwab Peter Show. Hold tight for hour three.
Yeah.
February 5, 2014. It's the third hour. A lot from Pedro Show.
Yeah. free riding. Ahí viene Don Ramón like a match igniting on a dry leaf in the middle of the forest. Let the fire burn and the people will notice. Reflex will initiate communication, cause curiosity to see the devastation. What's your philosophical interpretation of his words and methods of manifestation? Station, play the record once every hour. Little hippie girl, listen to it in the shower. Flowers in her head are way beyond blue, cause everybody does it is a thought she assumes. Soon she too will be smelling like a rose that somebody gave me and some lyrics that I read. So put it in your head, ahí viene Don Ramón. Let me ask a question during this canción. Now tell me what to do at this point of my life. My age is 25 and things ain't right. I'm trying to do right, don't wanna do no wrong. I listen for prophetic words in every rap song. Understand that it's just not the same. Life's like a game and he's playing his pieces. Down comes the rain, so he's calling on Jesus. Things don't change, Lord, can you release her? Pressure keeps coming and it just never ceases.
Cuidado, ahí viene Don Ramón. Cuidado, ahí viene el patrón. Cuidado, ahí viene Don Ramón. Cuidado, ahí viene el patrón.
But Alright, we'll do it again. Alright, Bed of Fire. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Come on over to my bed.
Cathedral Show. You just heard something brand new as far as a release, but the music's from a little while ago. Death of Samantha, featuring Mr. John Petkovich out of Cleveland. Yeah. A tune called Bed of Fire. Memory Serves Us Right, I think the name of the album is. It's, I think he was like not just a singer, but he was the clarinet man, too.
Ah.
Yeah. A Hobo Combo ahead of that with East Timor. Hobo Combo got the drummer man, Andrea Belfi, from Sonia de Marinaio. We'll have a U.S. tour in the fall. Second
half.
Ahead of that was Miriam Gendron with The Last Question. Dead Reverend ahead of that. Tommy Gunn. I don't know, how many songs are called Tommy Gunn?
First one I heard
you can't copyright a
Safe European Home.
You can't copyright a song title. You know that?
So, and I'm assuming the same
so
thing with
write about 10 Tommy Guns.
What about movies? Same thing with movies, right? Because
title,
yeah,
title, yeah, maybe.
Because I, you know,
it's a work, huh?
Right.
Title of a work,
right.
Porch in front of that with Damn I'm Lazy, Wheelboat by Ecole de Ciel.
Wheelboat.
That's school. Probably French.
Escuela. Escol.
School. Get Ready by Apple Shift 7. I think that's a little Mac command. Maybe they go way back. Then something looks like a fucking cover by Clawhammer. Mr. Adam Baum on bass. Cut.
Yeah. On bass and vocals.
And this is Dean the...
A friend of the Dean Machine, because he had...
Thomas Shirk was ahead of that, with Mr. fucking Vince Maroney.
I didn't realize that you were in the Atomic Shirk.
I was in the first incantation.
I don't know who got it together, but I don't even think...
That's Vince's thing.
It is
Vince's thing. It's Vince's thing. Vince's thing.
That's where you don't play drums.
From the beginning.
I know, but Hellbats is too... Oh, but he does drums in Hellbats.
Right.
Man, Vince is one talented.
Vince is a mofo.
Man, I've got to
Vince
with
is then, and
band.
Yeah, but I saw a couple
of shows. We started off the third hour
with
fucking Don Ramon.
Don Ramon.
From Don is like Mr.
Don, like, yeah, Donald, yeah.
Okay, it's more than Mr. It's like... Sir,
there's a little honor behind it.
Well, remember Dotson?
Yeah.
Our youth thing was called the Dons.
Yeah.
Dorsey Dons.
Yeah.
Dorsey Dons.
Also Italiano, right? Because the Don.
Like Bonasera in the beginning of The Godfather, Don Corleone.
That's right. Yeah.
You know.
Good evening, Bonasera.
Yeah.
Okay, and Slow Rider, which Brother Matt gave you a healthy heaping helping of. What was the connect there?
That was with, okay, you remember Left Insane, right? Let's go back to Left Insane.
Back.
When I bailed on bass,
left.
Thanks to the trauma of having no more bass to play.
Bass theft.
The guy that took my place after a short stint by Stephen Egerton, who filled in to record a 7-inch.
The Salt Lake City guy.
The Descendants. All Descendants. Yeah, now
I had a band called Massacre.
Massacre Guys. Yeah, with Carl Alvarez, also
the bass player.
They
played with the Minutemen in their town.
Really? Salt Lake City.
Wow.
Mormon.
Summertime.
Mormon rock. Mormon
mob. People that live there, they Mormon too. But that big
Don, yeah.
Where it is geographically, you play there a lot.
Yeah.
I played there more than.
It's a great spot.
Daughters and some Santa Claus
explosions. That's right.
So after Stefan,
cruel reality.
Guy who took my place on bass and Left Insane was a guy named David Gomez.
Yeah, and he came out of the Slow Rider band.
And you know I met him through the years. You know, hanging around. You know, through that whole Left Insane connection, and he gave me this tape. Of this band Slow Rider,
and
it was him and this guy Moises Ruiz,
Big
Mo,
right?
Big Mo, we call him, and so we kind of I said, this sounds cool, man. I'm not doing anything right now, you know. I'll jam with you guys. Let's do it, and we started playing. Stuff came together. We got John Wall,
From
Clawhammer to play.
Clawhammer was a Tennessee band that I played with, but different.
Yeah.
I found out John Wall was an OC dude.
Yeah.
help fucking Mike Palm.
That's right. That's right. Taught him to play guitar, right? Yeah, lessons.
Can you believe that?
Instruction.
I had no idea. Yeah. That's what's good about having people come on the fucking show. You learn shit.
Hey, it's
so anyway, so you're doing gigs.
Yeah.
What did John do?
John played tenor saxophone.
He's the sax man on that recording.
He's on the first EP, the tenor sax is John Wall.
He pull out the sax after a while and Clive Hammer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
they were called Orange Clive. They were like the full...
That's a definite captain bow right there. Bow to the captain.
My daughter's salt water.
And...
Blame you for your father. Hey. Salt water. So you're doing gigs, came to Pedro?
We did Pedro there, and that band also was, had its time of we would do gigs at the pad in Silver Lake, Spaceland.
Yeah.
On Monday nights would be residency night. Yeah. You'd get a month of Mondays.
Yeah.
And it was free.
Yeah.
So we'd have, it'd be line down the block. Waiting to get in
or park,
and they would they loved us because the bar would do insane cha-ching business there. Heinz ketchup money, every time they opened the little bag
57 times.
But
what about Sherpas? How'd you get involved?
Sherpas was kind of a byproduct of after a while I split, like a lot of times, when you're the lone wolf, when you're the lone side mouse, you kind of like wander the desert, looking for
man alone.
Like sometimes you're in something too long and you feel it and it's time to
wander.
To wander Dion. Again.
Get your fucking Dion.
There you go.
I'm the wanderer.
And I chose my time to go to
There's a fucking Sterling Hayden autobiography called The Wanderer.
Oh, man. Asphalt Jungle.
That a fucking book?
Asphalt Jungle. Oh, and The Killing. The Killing.
And you read the book. He only did that shit for money to try to be with his kids.
That stepdad, man.
Yeah, he doesn't into Hollywood at all. Hated it. Read this book. Fucking Skipper Jeff gave it to me. Because the dude was a sailor. The dude fucking sailed around the world with his kids.
Where's he from? Midwest, dude?
Originally?
Yeah.
He was a big Cali guy, though.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was Midwest, but he's a big man.
But
great actor, but he hated it. He just did it to pay the bills.
Yeah.
So
I did I did Quan Chai Shek and the Kung Fu Wandering, man.
You bump into fucking
and Vince my
who's also Orange County originally.
Who's also Orange County, El Grupo Sexo, and who was also in Slow Rider.
He was
Slow Rider. After John Wall left Slow Rider, Vince Maroney came in.
He was a drummer in Bazooka, but before that he was a sax man in Grupo Sexo.
Right. But we brought him in. Because after John Wall, we're shit, man. What are we going to do? And not only did we get Vince Maroney on the tenor, we got Dan Klukas on the trumpet. And that's when the band was...
And I think Joe Baez is still playing with him.
Oh, Klukas is still...
He's coming to Nickelodeon?
Yeah. And that's when Slow Rider was approaching, sounding almost like an imitation of Tower of Power. As opposed to Santana Jr. It like had a strong brass sound on stage, and solos. There's a great feeling playing with like 10 dudes on stage. When there's 10 dudes on stage and everybody's firing and hitting where they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
It's like that's more than a baseball team.
Yeah.
That's 10 dudes,
less than a football team.
Less than 11, right? Yeah, it's right in the middle between Major League Baseball and NFL. But there's no feeling like that, man. It's like, wow, man. And then we had a like good percussion.
Not a lot of room in the band.
10 times more joy than one dude can get on the game.
Although I've seen one man band. Okay, let's do it.
marginal. Nobody rides for free. I'm marginal, baby, but I get the job done. I'm marginal. Now let's have some.
Stole my image with the wrinkles and the cracks, and I went to the market to buy some wax. Made her image out of clay, 'cause I knew it's the only thing to make it stay.
Must be there to gift dog colors and behaviors. They can be 5 stars or popsicles or reasons. For fist pumps or for massacres with cover-up committees. And they're so against discussing it. Why are they none below, or they are now vicarous? I still say they would check Kirsten off. I'm already falling. Always hysterically to understand what I'll think I'll always know. Then we need a situation. It can be anything, actually. Really. Anything you can make sense of. Anything you can easily understand without symbols and scripts or painting contests or revolving telephones. Of course, there's always yours first, and the specified person directly involved comes second. No question asked. No need for secondary brainstorming suicides. Exclamations from dreams. But my digression always leads to a necessity in the books that will always stand above supposed room infernos that I, for your own reasons, did something for or to see. I can never know through your own self.
Your yard, waiting for you to
let him in. Through the window sill, you can hear him step. The show is about to begin. The evidence is clear. Smoke is getting louder in here. Don't let me save your soul. You better feel the tears. Hysterically coming clean. Bad lie after bad lie. Dead monkey's got a million lives. But then, yeah, don't let me save your soul.
Show last music for this edition with our guest, Mr. Adam Baum.
Yeah. Thank you, sirs.
A band you were in with Joe Bison. In fact, currently in, the Mechalodiacs.
Well, I'm not currently in. The current spot is Ralph Gordetsky.
Ralph's in it.
But
Ralph goes back all the way.
He goes back all the
but
way.
But you did some gigs.
There was a period of maybe 2 years where I played a year and a half to 2 years, where I played with Joe Biza Congress of.
Okay.
Yeah.
So was it?
I did gigs steady with them.
Song.
And this last gig, that one you heard on that recording, was from April of 2013, last year. And that was emergency, like sub.
That's what it was. I remember you had to learn some shit.
Sub film.
You were on the show.
Yes.
When you did Brother Matt's
fit. Yes,
fight.
Yes.
Guestage.
So and I love playing with
Black
Joe.
Black Widows after that, yeah, he's bitching. It's bitching guy. He's working on the Unknown Instructor 4000.
Yeah,
me and Georgie this time was improvised. We did spent a whole month with Georgie getting those together.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that whole band. Wayne
Bites his request.
Wayne Griffin drums and Fluky.
I love Wayne Griffin. I got to record with him for my ball hog.
Yeah,
he's an OC guy.
Oh shit!
Either that or Inland Empire.
Gino Hills.
That's it. That's right. He does hell rides to do gigs.
Hell ride to practice.
Yeah. he's bitching.
Hell ride to practice.
He's got a really good spirit, a really good
awesome, good, great heart. Hell ride on a Wednesday at 6 o'clock to get the Bison's pad in Koreatown for a practice.
Rebel SST by Black Widows. I got to play with them. I think it was my second minute at Redwood with you guys.
Yes. One of the gigs, best
where
gigs.
Where Bob Lee fucking did his fucking.
But one of the better gigs I remember that we played with you was at that pad, Mario Lally's pad in Sierra Madre.
Yeah, yeah, Cafe.
Cafe 322 when you were playing with Kira, with Dos. And we played it. It was not like.
Running band, 28 years.
That's, wow.
Next gig, I think it's May 3rd.
But we played on that.
To like Moore Park.
Wow.
By Simi Valley. That rock and roll pizza place moved and they want us to play. So he might have some gigs with some kids in Houston too. So Doug's coming up. There's
yeah.
She hurt her shoulder. She had to have surgery.
But wow. That's not
good.
She's back in action.
Back in action. Melt Banana, new album, Vertigo Game, song from there. Gold Mines with Beach LUV. Saranje by GG Band. The Fake Needs by Tunnel Rat and Lezzet. And finally, Icarus Line with Don't Let Me Save Your Soul.
Adam
Bum.
Oh, yeah.
I got to ask you this because we're running out
of
time.
Oh, sorry, man.
But I want people to get straight from you advice.
Right.
If somebody was to ask you.
Right.
What advice would you give to me about music?
Well,
let's say I was a youngster.
Yeah.
Or more of a youngster.
Follow your heart. Probably, you know, stupid, or not stupid, but cliche may sound like, but man, that's more, I've kind of regretted some things because I didn't do that in the past.
Better than following the armpit.
You know, following the brain, the analytical mind.
Brain, the mind.
You know, what's gonna get me to from point A to point B. You know, and all the dudes that
who's in touch with the spirit.
Yeah.
So
there you go, man. Because that's what you want. That's what you want to come out.
Life ain't just about conning people and shills.
Getting point A to point B to point C. Eventually to, you know, to get to H or I, you know, M or N. Yeah, yeah.
You know, Neptune Society, we got one here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think isn't that what
for mixing up the
Shane Flipside, I think, utilized the service. He wrote that in his will.
Have you ever seen it happen?
I want to be put in the water. I want to be put in the water off of San Pedro.
If I grew up here, I wouldn't want it any other way.
Put it in there like if you dumped a carton of milk, kind of like it's just a big old cloud, real slow.
Because if I go into the water, maybe I evaporate. Maybe I rain over Pedro. Maybe motherfuckers have to breathe me in.
There you go.
You know, I'm for Virginia.
That's
forever
BP. That's that heavy breath you get when you get off from the gaffy on the 110.
That's
right
part
there.
Of it.
There you
I
go.
I want to be part of that.
There you got that part of that.
Look, I want to thank you so much. That's great.
Brother
advice.
Watt, man. Much.
Use the fucking spirit.
Much.
The fucking
much obliged to both of you guys, man. Thank you so much.
Such a pleasure to have you here.
Man,
much honor
so much
and
for your office,
respect. Respect
people,
to you guys.
February 5th, 2014.
Thank you.
P-Bro Show. Keep your... Powder drop.
Yeah.